almost cleaned out the church. We have more children than adults today. That's an amazing thing. That's a wonderful thing that we can have. You know, we've already had a blessed day. We had a special event that just happened. I hope everybody listened to all of that. We had a baby bless. We had a bilingual speaking. We had two different people talking in different languages. That's something we can learn from. That's something else that comes up that was really neat. And then we had a lovely duet. It's a special day already. It's not only Sabbath, it's a special Sabbath. It's a great thing. But I'm here today to talk about heroes. Does anybody have a hero or somebody they want to grow up to be like? Does anybody know who their most loved person is, who they'd like to be when they grow up, or who they'd like to be like? I'm going to give you a couple examples, and if anybody has anybody. There was a fellow years ago named Willie McCovey. None of you will know him, but he was a baseball player, and he's my sports hero. Mainly, he's my sports hero, number one, because he was left-handed, and I'm left-handed. And so I like to find heroes in left-handed people because it makes me feel better, because I don't think I'll ever achieve that level myself. Willie McCovey was one of the biggest guys to ever play baseball. He was just huge, and he stayed on first base, and he could reach farther than anybody because he was so big, and he could reach way out with his left hand, which I have to use these hands to hold on things. So he could reach the ball coming long before it got there. His arm was really long. And he hit more home runs in all of baseball than any other left-handed person. And he struck out more in baseball than any other left-handed person. Hitting home runs is good. Striking out is not so good. But he was my hero because he really tried, and he always smiled, and he was always happy. One of my other heroes is my dad, and a lot of us probably think our dads, our moms, our grandpas, and our grandmas are heroes, and our relatives, and that's good. My dad was left-handed. Just go figure. But my dad was a cowboy and a carpenter. Mostly he was a cowboy. He always wanted to be a cowboy. So he rode horses and he trained horses and he made his own saddles. He started with just raw leather and he did all the stamping, all the lettering and everything on his saddles. And these gadgets that I'm holding in my hand are where my dad traveled all over Oregon and Washington and Idaho and Montana. And these would be, they're known as latigo keepers. This is when you tied your horse's latigo or his cinch up and you had a lot of rope left over. This was a part of your saddle, and then you would just loop that through there to get it away. But this is also how saddle builders, this is how they advertise their wares. So all of these little things are printed on by a different saddle maker. In those days, saddle makers were an individual, just a guy who built the saddle from scratch. They weren't built in a shop, they weren't sold in a store. You had to go to him. He would actually measure you, be concerned about the size of your horse, how long your legs were, how long you could reach, and how tall you were, and he would make a saddle that fit you. These guys are almost all dead now because it's a long gone trade. And as time goes on, we go to more things where people build things. But my daddy was able to make his own saddle, and when he sold it, because when he got old, he couldn't ride anymore. When he sold it, he got $4,000 for a handmade saddle. But it took him probably a year to make that saddle. So my dad, because he was A, left-handed, and B, just dedicated to doing what he wanted to do and to having a hero. So my dad is my hero. So does anybody have a hero they want to mention? Anybody here have a hero? Well, if you don't, I have one more, and then we're going to pray and close. I have a friend who's here. I don't know if he's left-handed or right-handed, but he is one of the people who is the most loyal people I know, most understanding person I know, a person who's extremely dedicated to what they do. When they decide to do something, they actually do it. This person long ago decided to be a veteran and take care of us and help us out, come to the aid of our country. And we have many veterans who are heroes who came to the aid of our country, and they do each and every day. After all this time was over, when he got out of the military, he decided he was going to sign up and work with a lot of the veterans groups to help those people to associate back into the world and to be comfortable again with how life was. And after he got done with that, he decided he was going to volunteer over the VA. His name is Roger, and Roger's out here, and Roger is one of my heroes. who makes me a better person, me a better American. So I'm really proud to know Roger. But the number one hero we need to remember is Jesus Christ. Does everybody agree with that? The number one hero that we have is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died for us, lived for us, and lived for us again. There's nothing greater than somebody who is willing to come down from heaven to take away our sins, to give us an opportunity to get back to heaven. So what we're going to do is real quick, we're going to pray. Let me just get down here and we'll pray with you guys. Lord, we ask for your forgiveness of our sins. Those things we do wrong or make you angry, we don't want to do them anymore. You're truly our hero. You're the one who made us whole. You're the one who came down to make things all right for everybody. We thank you, God, for watching over us. We thank you for taking care of us. We thank you for loving us, because there's nothing greater than having you for a hero. So thanks, God, for being that hero. Thanks for watching us. We love you, and we look forward to being with you, not out of fear, but just out of sheer love for being there. Thank you, God, for listening to us. Thanks for putting up with us sometimes when we're ornery. Thanks for taking care of us, God. Amen. Let's grab things on the way home. And by the way, my hero, Roger, has real good taste in women, too. You'll meet his wife someday. It's a good thing. Thank you.